This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I think this could be an episode where I get the golden mic. Or not.
Like,
and that's a dirty.
I used to have some style. I used to do sketch comedy.
The proof is in the smile.
Remember that? Well, that was me. Now I got the turdy.
No!
We started up a podcast with Jake and I as two cool dudes. Around the world we broadcast HeadGum Zone if I were you. Yeah, and I started HeadGum. Now I got the turdy.
Oh, god damn it, just fucking sick.
Jump the turdy.
That is half of this epic ballad.
Wow.
That was made for us.
Very nice.
Yes.
Made for you.
Yeah.
Made for you.
It
would seem.
Yes, made for me. Because
right.
It's a Bo Burnham parody from his latest special, Inside, which I still implore you, Jake, and everybody to listen to. It's very
good. But wasn't for you because it was from the special you liked. It was for you because it was about the award category that you dominate. So,
yeah. I mean, well, I liked because he like used some of our...
Yeah, it's fun because it's about you.
Some of our lives.
And your legacy. Like,
yeah.
And your legacy.
We should say this is episode 499.
Whoa.
Yeah. And if there ever was a time, and I'm not even trying to put it out there in the ether, not in a way that I want it or don't that much, but I have yet to receive what you deem to be the golden mic, which is the award
what
for
I deem
podcaster
to be the golden
in-
mic. Yeah. That really minimizes what it is. I'm sure you didn't mean to do that.
But that was a theme song parody of Bo Burnham's I'm Turning 30 about our award, the Turdy.
Yours.
By Dom Ruggery. Last name pronounced like RuPaul, but instead of Paul, it's Jerry frickin' Seinfeld. Ruggery? Dom Ruggery? Oh, Ruggery. Ruggery. Wow, that's a tough one.
Mm.
R-U-G-G-E-R-I. Whew. Good luck. Good luck getting people to say Ruggery.
Yeah. When you have to say my name is pronounced like two other people's names combined, it's tough.
Yeah.
RuPaul and Jerry Seinfeld.
The big two. Okay. All right. So there it is. That's that. Mm-hmm. Still TBD. Jury's out with regards to this episode. But
why don't we punt that for after the break? Because I feel like you're not going to like where it's heading, is the only thing. Like, we don't have to have this conversation now. I don't want to.
We could put a stick a pin in it.
Yeah. Let's stick a pin in it. Because right now what you've done is, you've pulled the pin from the grenade. We're trying to put it back in before this whole thing explodes like diarrhea in your face. Okay?
Yep. Don't want to do that.
No. No, you don't.
Ah, hell nah.
Yeah. Back away, Blumenfeld.
I'm just trying to be casual and have fun. And I think I am a little bit. I'm like basically a fun...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm like a cool guy who's like down to do. I'm down to hang out. I'm down to sing and have some fun. And I am really good. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Yeah. We will pick this up. We'll pick this up later.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Don't. I don't want your mind to be made up
it's
already.
Not,
is all.
It's not. It's not made up. Nothing's set in stone. Miracles do happen. Miracles happen. Yeah. I wouldn't count on this one. But, you know, you never know. Let's punt it, as I said. You're belaboring this.
I don't even want to, is the crazy part. Right. I want to onward and upward with the show. Episode 499.
Wow.
The big 499. Inches away from the big 500, which, God, I don't even know what we should do for that. Yeah. Like, half away to a G.
It's a milestone. It's iconic. It's legendary. We should do something special.
Here's an idea. Mm-hmm. What if we went door to door to all of our listeners that have listened to every episode up until now and personally thank them, recorded like a little live podcast in their room, and then done like a Q&A with them, sort of like spend some time with our fans?
That seems like a very onerous task to one by one do a living room show and a Q&A. That would, I don't know, yeah. It'd be like really intense.
Okay.
Take years, I think, months at least.
Yeah. You just want to make sure that all these people are vetted. So it's tens of thousands of people, right, to make sure that they're all like,
that they've actually
sure
listened.
That they have listened. Yeah. They're vaccinated, obviously, right, and ideally a positive test.
So it's a huge, it's a logistics nightmare, really.
Because we'd have to end up traveling a ton.
We travel a ton. We would be, I don't know, coming up with some kind of weird test or quiz to make sure that people listen to every episode. And then, to say nothing of the living room show that we have to put on.
Maybe we could just do one or something.
Yeah, big show for 500, like a live show or something. That's a more normal idea. It's attainable. But it's actually not, because it's now, at this point, it's 2 weeks away. So it's too little too late. We're going to have to
next
do something.
Week,
yeah, we'll have like
1 week ago, I was thinking,
right,
out loud.
Yeah. A guest or something. Yeah.
I just didn't see this coming. I don't know. I'm like bare knuckle driving this show. Not driving the show, like myself. Obviously, we're both in this, right, together.
Yeah.
Don't think that I'm trying to like take credit for.
Yeah.
I'm intimidated, right, by your ass. It's so funny. I'm scared to talk to you, but like, I feel, right, like we've had our nose to the grindstone for 7 years,
totally,
now, and I don't want to make
one false move.
And I'm like scared,
skittish, nervous.
Yes, yeah, I'm skittish,
walking on eggshells, they might say,
as it were. Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever get that? Like, are you ever intimidated? Not that I'm scared. Like, I'm not mad at you or anything.
You're, yeah, it would be crazy if you were. Did you say you were mad at me? What'd you say?
No.
The hell did I do?
No, dude. No, sir. No, sir. I'm actually not mad at you, sir. Good job. I'm
going
to take the 30 myself,
really,
for this episode. Just get it out of the way, man. Because now it's looming over me. And like,
that's big.
That's so fucking, it is,
that's
really
fucking
big. And it's actually pretty impressive.
That's,
I've never,
awesome,
done that before. And
that's,
I wonder,
awesome,
if that will change everything that's going on.
You self-awarded the 30 to free you of the burden of earning it. It's cool. It's big. It's a little craven. It's a little cowardly to ask for the award in shittiness in podcasting. Because I don't know. I guess some things are inevitable. Death and taxes, they say, and you getting the 30 might be the other one.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, you already got it. You gave it to yourself. You said that. You said I give myself the 30. I accept the 30.
I kind of regret this whole fucking thing, actually. Like, I like that was gonna be
like that.
I was
like
gonna,
the bit or the podcast?
The podcast, the bit, mm-hmm. And I'm like wondering why it's all happening to me right now. I feel like this is a fucking avalanche of shit.
500 episodes in, and it's all for naught.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like you said, this is if I were you, the only advice pod on the net, hosted by me and Jake.
Nice.
each one are equally silly and funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I will get the money.
No, you won't get an award unless it's the turd. Hey, buddy. I love this like musical theme that we're doing, though. That's a cool idea. That's a really, that's elevating the show. I wonder if you hadn't already awarded yourself the turdy, if you would have gotten another award for that kind of creativity, that kind of ingenuity in episode 500 to make it new again. It's pretty neat. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty ace, Blumenfeld. I'm actually proud of you for doing it.
I feel like I have a joy de vivre about life right now, and I'm trying to like put that in the ether / podcast, kind of like infuse new energy going into the second half of this first G we're doing.
That's nice,
which is kind of fun.
I like that.
Not even trying to think about the hardware.
No,
that's
it's not about it. That's not why we do it. We don't do this for the awards. The awards come because we do this for the love. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Word up. We got
in fact I think I will accept the golden mic at this point, because as I said, it's not about the hardware, it's about the joy. It's
not about the hardware, it's about the hard work.
Yeah, it's about the hard work, as I say. And because it you know, it matters to me, but it's not why I do it. That's why I accept the award. Humbled, cheesed, chuffed, honored, and asked and answered. Let's move on, blazing into the second half of the next 501 episodes before we fulfill our suicide pact.
Yeah, we got a few good emails this week that I was able to find about, you know, just
nice.
Life, love, and the pursuit of happy, being happy. Mm-hmm. So,
because I am happy.
Exactly. here we go. Yeah. Sorry, I'm like really fucking scared and crying right now. That's so funny.
Yeah. Are you, what are you scared of? Do you
think? Yeah. You're like this kind of nasty figure. All right.
Yeah.
But let's power through. This is from a lady. Yeah.
And remember, I am you gave the turdy to yourself this episode. Okay? That wasn't on me. That was not on me. I said, and I think anyone listening can scrub back. I said, nothing's written in stone. I said, miracles can happen.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's not on me. It's not
no,
on me.
Definitely no, not.
Yeah. I'm not a nasty figure.
Nor should he be. Nor are you to me, basically. Cool. This is a lady who's got a bi problem. That's right. A bisexual conundrum worthy of our attention.
Very nice.
Let's call her Vi.
Mm, cool.
Yeah. I started talking to a girl who goes to my college right before we got sent home for summer break. We matched on Tinder, but have yet to meet up in person since I left for my hometown shortly after we started talking. Things have been going well, but there's one small issue. I hooked up with her ex-boyfriend about a month prior to our Tinder interaction. It wasn't anything serious. We only had sex once, and I was the one to end things. I actually got to know him through a mutual friend who knew we were both Jake and Amir fans. Crazy that can get you laid, she says. I know I should probably tell her at some point. I'm just not sure how or when to bring up this little detail. I have a feeling that if I mention that I'm a fan of yours, she will say something about her ex, since unfortunately not many people at our college are pimps and cools who know about y'all. Would this be a deal breaker for you guys? How do I just slip in this little tidbit of info in a casual conversation? I don't know if this is actually a big deal or if I'm just overthinking things at this point. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Love and ta-da. Vi.
Yeah. At what point is this beyond a deal breaker? Because in the beginning, it's kind of like it's you know, you're so uncommitted in the new relationship that something like this could be like, oh, I don't want to continue the relationship. But then you get further into the relationship, and it becomes more of a secret, and it's more of a thing when you reveal it. There's got to be like a middle ground somewhere before it gets too serious, but after the relationship has been like nurtured enough to...
Yeah. There's a sweet spot where it's not too early, not too late, and you say, by the way, I had sex with your ex.
7 weeks. 7 weeks is the answer.
So it's exactly 49 days after meeting this lady, mm-hmm. you drop not quite a nuclear bomb, but a small-sized sort of attack that, hey, by the way, your ex and I are sexed, and I.
Or do you never say anything? Never, ever say anything.
I feel like that's...
It's information that doesn't necessarily...
I feel like that's how you would do it.
Yeah, yeah. That is how I would do it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely how I would do it.
Because it's sort of like, now I'm not saying anything, you know?
Right. Well, it's like, it's not relevant to me, so I wouldn't bring it up. The only reason to bring it up is because you feel like it's going to be relevant to her. So, yeah, you know, if she doesn't ask how... Uh-huh. Why would you divulge?
I didn't lie. I just didn't tell you that I had sex with your ex or something.
You could also do it. I mean, I don't know what, like, how she knows, like, if this ex has ever come up, you know? Like, you can't, it's weird to be like, I have to tell you something. I did some research. I know who your ex is, and I had sex with him. It feels like you have to, like, find a way for you to find out about the ex, and then you react surprised. It's funny. It's silly. Oh my God. I guess we're Eskimo sisters. Something along those lines.
That's good. And you can even like sort of do it at one of those igloo themed ice bars. Where were we at where we went to that sort of underwater ice bar where it's like freezing cold?
Oh yeah. It was in Queenstown, New Zealand.
Yeah, so it's like the entire bar is made out of ice, and everything is icy, and you get in there, and it's like 38 below or something like that.
Yeah, and they give you big, big fur coats and gloves that 1,000 people have worn, and you just take shots of vodka and sit on frozen ice blocks. It's awesome.
And it's fair, and it's good to do that. So you sort of invite her there, and you say, the reason I'm actually here with you slash child is because we are indeed Eskimos with one another. And she says, I don't quite understand. You say, put on this parka, sister, because I want you to park it on this ice block as I tell you this hot news. And that news, quote unquote, is that I've sexed your ex.
Yeah.
And it has been 7 weeks, so you can't get mad at me for dragging my
feet. You can't get rid of me at this point. I'm ice right now.
Yeah. Not too early, not too late. Freezing cold and just right for that hot, hot take.
Yeah. Something
That's
like that.
That's the plan of attack.
I think so.
Or you could do what Jake does, which is not discuss your past at all. Can't get in trouble for not saying anything ever about anything. Do what you would have done. I did what I would have done. We'll lock it away. Never bring it up. The end.
Yeah, I'm a fan of not discussing your past, as long as it's not relevant and informing anything that you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
There's times when like those things have to come out to explain the way I'm behaving or like my mistrust around this thing. But otherwise, it's not like I would ever volunteer, like, oh, I had sex with this person. Like, it doesn't matter. Especially, like, this is innocuous. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Yeah. So, if you're going to do it while you're in too deep. She can't get so mad that she breaks up with you, or just don't do it at all.
Right. But not too deep, because then it's like, why did you hide this from me? It's been 5 years.
Bingo, bingo, bongo. All right. Let's take a break, come back, answer some more questions on the other side of these messages. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than I can.
Gross. Yeah, I do. I started celebrating more recently. And
interesting. So, yeah. Like, for example, you'll give yourself like a little pep talk, a little fist bump, some music, or how are you celebrating?
It started in the climbing gym. Like, just working on V4s, V5s, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, a climb that I couldn't necessarily do the first time. You work on it. You eventually, you remember from the climbing gym.
Yeah.
Like there are some climbs that are just warm-ups. You go up to the top, you go down, you go up in one try. It's not that hard. But then there are some that you like try three or four times. You're trying to figure it out. You give it one last push. You get to the top. You're a little frightened, but you make it work. So I started, when I did that, like really pumping my fist and like being amped for myself. And it felt amazing. So I started like really leaning in. I still haven't like screamed. It's all kind of like muted, but like pumping my fist really hard and like shaking it and getting fucking amped. It's awesome. It's so fun.
So what's an example of something that you do, that requires the fist bump?
Like outside of the climbing?
Yeah, up to outside of climbing.
So we recently closed a deal on an exciting podcaster. When that happened, I clapped and I like shook my fist and I let out a woo.
Nice.
They're like just like small little professional victories and stuff like that. Anytime that something goes your way, I encourage you to shake your fist really hard. Even if you are in a situation where you can't yell woo, just like pump your fist. Because I remember watching, like it was a Yankees playoff game, God, like 10 years ago, Joba Chamberlain was pitching. So it was a long time ago.
Joba Chamberlain. What a blast from the fat past.
Yeah. And he struck somebody out in like the bottom of the eighth. And he just walks off the mound, just like hulks out and screams at the dugout in the crowd. And I remember thinking like, I'll never like have that kind of like adrenaline pump. Like I'll never be able to do that. So now I'm just trying to give that to myself in micro doses.
And that's good. It's sort of like positive affirmations or daily affirmations, convincing yourself that you are joyed. And
Yeah,
and eventually you will be.
Totally. And I also do it just when I finish, like, if I'm working out, and even, like, not even, like, climbing and accomplishing something, just, like, finish my last set, I just shake my fist. I'm like, yes.
That's good. I might do that, like, I don't want to waste it too much because, like, you only have so much dopamine in your brain or whatever that gets released when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, maybe after I'll drink a coffee and take a good morning shit, I can do like the fuck yeah fist bump sort of the...
That would work. Barely, but I think even that works. If you take a good shit, yeah, celebrate.
All right. Good advice. Positive.
Thank you.
Joyful.
Thank you.
It's what we all need right now, I guess.
Yeah. That's self-care. My brother's in LA.
Yes, I saw him. We got some movies yesterday together. Yeah.
Wow. What did he get?
He got the protein something or other. So like it's got some greens, some leaves, some berries.
Nice. Peanut butter?
I think there were almonds in it.
Okay.
Which, nice. You know, if you're going to put almond butter in it, isn't that just ground up almonds? So like you might as well just put almonds in it. That's the same thing, is it not?
I guess. Almond butter, I think there's some other shit in there though.
All right, we got a question from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Copenhagen.
Holy shit. This one is about a guy in his late 20s. We'll call him Dane Cook.
Cool.
Hey, guys, I'm in my late 20s, and I'm living in Copenhagen together with two lovely roommates. I've been seeing this girl for a bit, and last weekend my roommates were both out traveling, so naturally we took the chance to bone on every possible surface of our kitchen/living room.
Mm.
So my question is, now that my roommates are back, should I tell them? I don't want them to feel uncomfortable having breakfast on the table we fucked on, but I do think it makes sense that I should let them know because it makes me the legal owner of the flat, or I should at least get equity in the building.
Oh, my God.
Let me know what you would do. I could use some of that real estate cheese. Best regards, Dane.
Dane. Well, if you want equity in the building, you have to tell your landlord. Your roommates don't have the power. They can't give you that. If you want a piece of the pie, you have to bring it to the landlord. I don't know how it works in Denmark, but that's how it works here.
Yeah. So you'd have to sort of just tell the building owner that, by the way, I effed on the kitchen in the flat.
And then he would assign a value to the building, assign a value to the shares, parcel out the shares according to which surfaces you boned on. And if you nutted and if she nutted, then maybe there's some kind of bonus. Because if it's, I don't know.
Yeah. And then would you tell the roommates, or that's sort of the landlord's job?
Yeah, I think there's no, like, the fun of doing that is knowing that you had sex when you, like, see your roommates in the kitchen. It's like a fun little secret. It's a hot, don't tell anybody thing, not yeah, tell your roommates. That's fucking crazy. That's not the point.
Yeah,
it's not a prank.
As a roommate, would you want to know that? I mean, you lived with some dirty dudes in your day.
Yeah, no, it's better to not know. It's better to not know.
If you did know, would that change how you handled your cereal eating in the morning?
I mean, probably not. Like, I'm sure they wiped it off. It wouldn't bother me at all to know that somebody had sex somewhere. Like, I'm sure roommates had sex on shared couches and stuff. I know I did when I was living with people, so that's fine.
That's where a body was.
Yeah.
There was a body there. It's not like mm-hmm. there's still a mess to be had. Don't sit there. There's still fluid on the couch.
Right. Even if there was fluid, as long as it was dried, I wouldn't have cared.
Dried fluid? What the hell is your problem?
When I'm like 20 something, I don't think it matters.
That's the huge deal is about turning 30 is that you start caring about shit like fucking dry fluid on a goddamn
There's a stain on this
kitchen counter.
God.
Yeah. All right. Jesus Christ. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Way to fucking own this building though.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really do that like in your own place. It doesn't mean as much, you know?
It's
cooler
the house,
to do it in a shared flat.
Yeah, somewhere where you're paying rent. It doesn't really belong to you, but a piece of you will always be there now.
Yes, that's correct. And a piece of her, really, your love. Your love is, it's kind of like when you enter a place and you sage it before you move in. Mm-hmm. That's sort of like what you do on your way out.
Right.
It's sort of scorched earth vibes, as it mm-hmm. were.
Well, and there's like the idea of like christening a place too, you know, like, we're going to have sex here in this room. We christened the dining room.
That's right.
That's cool.
Okay, let's take another break. Come back, answer some more questions after these messages.
Right on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back.
Hey, hey.
Are you watching the Olympics as much as you thought you would?
I'm not watching it as much as I thought I would. I'm watching it a lot, but I don't like the Olympic coverage. It's just, for me, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's hard to find when events are on. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's Japan being 13 hours ahead. It's pretty inconvenient.
Yeah. Over here, it's like there's some old stuff when you start watching at 5 and then it goes cuts to like new stuff that's happening around 8 or 9. So like if you're doing that in the East Coast, the live stuff is only happening at midnight. And then you wake up and you see everything that happened already.
Yeah.
See like, oh, I know Katie Ledecky lost or this guy won. So like I'm watching it and it's kind of spoils it.
It's all, yeah. I think that's the worst. Like you don't know which events are live, which ones are pre-recorded. And then the New York Times alerts are spoiling everything for me. I just wake up and I'm like, what's her name?
Simone Biles. No. Oh, the gymnast that took her place in one. Yeah.
Yeah, Suni Lee won. And
the overall.
Yeah. Right. I was like, oh, well, I was excited to watch.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But I guess I won't now, or yeah, what did you guys want me to do? And then when they're showing it, they're like cutting to commercials either mid-event, like that. Do you see the Katie Ledecky 1500 meter? Like it's a 10-minute race, and they're like, all right, during this race, let's cut to commercial and show you guys McDonald's ads and like move her to a small box in the corner.
Crazy.
did her 10 real
minutes?
Dirty.
You guys can't wait 10 minutes?
And then it's like, all right, fuck it. Let's go to beach volleyball for one game. And then like, all right, we're back out of there. So yeah. It's too frenetic, too ADD. There's no real strong storylines that I'm following.
I hope so. I can't quite I usually like diving, but they put it's all at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Or they'll like show it for like 2 seconds and then it'll go cut away. I can't sink my teeth into any of this shit.
There's too many sports also. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like to watch like there's shooting and archery and then handball and like 3-on-3 basketball. There's just so much that it's like, and then you're watching like, oh, this is an exciting sport, but it's actually just the group stage, so it's not that interesting.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, this is a gold medal event for rowing. We're like, well, what? I don't know. That's too much.
Yeah. Also, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, they're showing sports where I'm not even sure like how they score this stuff. Like this Australian lady won surfing. It's like, oh, how did you win surfing? Is she like on her board the longest, or did she do a move or something? They just show her surfing, and then it shows her getting a gold medal. Do you have any idea how they score surfing?
No. Is it like, was she doing tricks?
No, it looks like she was just surfing.
Biggest wave length? I don't know.
Coolest vibes?
Yeah, so an Australian is definitely going to win that every time.
Yeah, no wonder they fucking swept. And then the fact that there's no crowd is not ideal either.
Yeah.
It's really a perfect story. The NBC can't be too happy about getting a fucking Olympics on an off year, 2021, no crowd at 2 a.m.,
I think
they were dealt a shit hand.
Yeah, but I also heard that they like beat their previous records for like advertising for it, like $12 billion
oh, really?
Of advertising or something insane like that.
Yeah, I guess because they promised to show that during the events, so like you literally can't look away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they cut to commercial during Ledecky's race.
Yeah, but it's good to see that swimmers are still insanely long, lean, thick, jacked athletes like they always were. Whether it's Michael Phelps or that new guy Caleb, it seems like we're pumping them out just right. Every 4 years, there's a new insanely long, lean, jacked swimmer that's breaking an Olympic record.
Yeah, that's the USA way. Yeah.
Are those tattoos that they have temporary, or are they fucking getting inked up?
Oh, I think they're getting inked up.
Wow, I might do that too, actually.
I wouldn't.
Just fucking Olympic rings on my pect.
Well, you have to earn the rings. Oh my God, your nipple is gray.
Well, I can't swim.
You have grazacea.
What's that? Instead of rosacea?
Yeah.
All right, let's try to see if we can get through one more question. This one is about a guy who wants to quit his love cold turkey. So let's call him... Farmer John.
Nice.
I just finished college in Colorado, and a recent breakup has me feeling a little mixed up. It was my decision to end it after 2 years of long distance, but she was really understanding and asked if we could still be good friends. We'd talk every day for the last 2 years, after all, and after trying to go cold turkey for about a week, we both were feeling pretty sad, so for about a month, we talked every day and FaceTimed once a week just to catch up. However, in the last few weeks, she's found herself a new beau. All of a sudden, she's sort of gone AWOL and only texts me if I text her first. I'm feeling like a chump being the only one making an effort to stay in touch, and every time I get ignored, it just is a damper on my day. She still agrees to FaceTime now and then, but it's always forced.
Yeah.
What would you guys do in my situation? Should I remove myself entirely, unfollow her on socials, and stop texting her? If we ever lived in the same city, I could see us getting back together, long distance being the main reason we broke up. But I also want to move on and make the most of where I'm at in life right now.
Good.
College grad, new job, making the most of seeing my friends. Love, Farmer John.
Oh, Farmer John. You broke up with her. She was sad. She wants to stay in touch, and you oblige. And now she's fading away. This is good. This is what you ultimately wanted. to have the breakup.
Yes.
It's great. You were very supportive while she seemingly got over you. So awesome. Don't unfollow her on social media. Mute her on social media. You don't have to make a thing of it. And
nice.
Go on and live your life. Stop texting. Stop FaceTiming. everything is as you intended when you initiated the breakup. So congratulations.
That's nice. So you're saying he's like halfway there. He's starting to consider the idea that maybe he shouldn't be with her anymore and he should focus on the good stuff.
Yeah. Focus on the good stuff. I mean, especially if she's not going to become more available. She has a new boyfriend. And so you're that like damper on your day, that's going to keep on happening. So you can solve this problem by not putting yourself in that position.
Yeah. I mean, does he really want to catch up with an ex who's currently with somebody else?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Travis and I went, let's see, what did we do this week? Farmer's market, which was awesome because we live together and we're in love. What else did we do?
You froze for a second, Travis. I didn't catch that last thing.
This is Travis talking.
He's in the background.
Actually, baby, if you're just going to shower, I can catch up with Trav. Isn't it annoying when Penny's all, hello? No, I was going to say, isn't it annoying when yeah, all right, they're hooking up. 1 second.
Hang up. You guys forgot to hang up. You guys forgot to end the call. No.
Oh, God. I don't want to hang up because that's rude, but at the same time, I don't want to see you grinding on Travis. Hello? Fuck. All right. Let me catch up with me later, please. Thank you. Yeah, you don't need to know anymore.
No.
You've done your, you've known enough, and now she's off with somebody else, and that's enough knowing for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Congrats.
Knowing anymore at this point would be too much knowledge.
Yeah. Be dumb.
Be dumb. Be dumb. Be dumb, 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 dumb.
Be dumb.
Be dumb. Did you end up deciding on the big 499?
I actually didn't get the opportunity to award the turdy because you took that on yourself. I accept your decision. So we have made it official. You got the turdy in the first half of the episode. And I guess you forgot that I won the golden mic when I expressed how I don't do this for the mic. I do this for the work and for the love and the joy of the game that we play. Sorry, it almost brings a tear to my eye. I'm just really fucking humbled.
No, you're not humbled. It's the last thing you are. You're not humbled. You're not humbled.
Yes, I am.
You're not humbled.
499, actually, excuse me, 497 golden mics in my arsenal. It means a lot. It does mean a lot.
You can have the fucking trophy.
Thank you.
You cannot be humbled.
I am humbled.
Yeah, you are not humbled. Did not give yourself that. I have to take that adjective from you because, like, there's no way. I'm the humbled one. No. I'm 0 for 500 on this fucking award show, which, by the way, it's like it should be at least a coin flip as to, like, who wins or not.
It's not a coin
maybe, flip. Maybe. Yeah, maybe
that's,
you get it.
That's glib. I'll tell you, that's glib, Blumenfeld. It's cynical and it's tacky. And it's not becoming of a podcast host. It's not becoming at all.
And that's why you're not becoming a podcast host. That's right. You're fired.
Me?
All right. No, you're doing great. Great job, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for writing in. The email address after all this stuff is ifireushow@gmail.com. Send those theme songs. Send those questions. We're still reading. We're still analyzing. Even after all these years, 499 down.
Wow.
The big 500.
Very cool.
Next week. We really got to figure out what we got to do, especially if we're doing that tour idea that I had.
Yeah, if we're going to do the living room tour only for vaccinated people who have listened to every single episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be
and they have to live reach. In the continuous United States at least. Right?
At least. We can't travel abroad, unfortunately.
Orlando to Spokane. Don't you guys worry.
Yeah, and it's nothing in between. So those are the first two of 55 stops that we're doing.
Right.
Let me look up who wrote this. Do you remember who wrote that insane Bo Burnham opening theme?
Yeah, it was Ruggieri.
Nice. Dom Ruggieri. Let's hear the full version. Yes. We just listened to the first half at the top. Here's the rest of Dom Ruggieri, Bo Burnham's 30, a.k.a. Turdy.
Wow.
See you guys next week.
Thank you.
I think this could be an episode where I get the golden mic. Or not. Like,
and that's a journey. And that is a journey.
I used to have some style. I used to do sketch comedy.
The proof is in the smile.
Remember that? Well, that was me. Now I got the turdy.
No!
We started up a podcast with Jake and I as two cool dudes. Around the world we broadcast. Headgum's on if I were you. Yeah, and I started Headgum. Now I got the turdy.
Oh, god damn it, just fucking sick.
Chop the turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy, chop the turdy.
Chop the
turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy, chop the turdy.
I got the turdy.
Chop the turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy. Turn.
When Jake says that my bits all suck, it makes you wonder who's in charge. I've since been called a chipmunk. My cheeks are not even that large. Ah, fuck. That's another turdy.
And that is a turdy.
Why?
Yeah.
I try to make it subtle. Don't ask for golden mics and stuff. But always Jake's rebuttal is telling me that I try too much. Oh, yeah? I mean, every time that I try to put an ounce of effort into getting a golden mic, you say that I overdo it. And then if I act nonchalantly, I don't deserve it. And
chop the turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy, chop the turdy.
Chop the
turdy, chop the turdy. Chop the turdy, chop the turdy.
Chop
the turdy, chop the turdy. Jump the turdy, jump the turdy.
I got the turdy.
Jump the turdy, jump the turdy. Jump the turdy, jump the turdy.
So that means stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. And stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. And stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. And stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. And that means stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. And stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. And stupid Jake gets all the golden mics now. Stupid fucking shiny golden mics now.
Got half a thousand of these turdies. I'll win another 500. Tell a funny joke for a golden mic, man.
That was a HeadGum Original.